Are you in a season where you are already moving towards a goal or a dream, but you are still feeling some hesitancy? You're wondering, okay, is this gonna work? Is this the right way to do it? How do I deal with the negative Nancys in my life? How do I deal with the pain of my past? What do I do if things fall apart once again? How do I stay strong? Well, you know, I think that at the end of the day, everything really comes down to trusting God with all your heart and leaning not on your own understanding. Anybody say gozo, amen to that? Gozo, by the way, means joy in Spanish. It really comes down to trusting God with all your heart. When you trust in yourself or in your plans, you're always going to be disappointed. There are always going to be negative Nancys, negative outcomes that will distract you or will want to derail your hope. I mean, if you get on the scale after working out for a couple weeks and you look down and you've lost 2 pounds, you say, yes. But then you have a tub of ice cream or you eat that extra pan dulce or you maybe have a little too much pasta and then you get on the scale and you've gone up 5 pounds. You say, man, all of my hard work, where did it all go? It means nothing. And you give up and you gain 10 pounds. How do you and I stop that pattern? Well, I want to give you a few tips. I think that when it comes to moving forward into a new vision, into a new day, especially here as we're getting close to the fall, you have to first tell your truth, speak your truth, and recount the past. But I would say more than anything, recount your blessings. So number one, I'm going to put this in the chat, is recount your blessings. Your blessings. So what that means is that you have to look back a little bit. I know that this is not maybe comfortable for everyone, but you need to be able to reflect back as you move forward. Now, here are two ways to look back. You can look back and look at all the negative things that have happened, or you can look back and look at the blessings of God. The blessings of God. Now, looking back at all the negative stuff sometimes is important, but only if it reminds you of the blessings and the faithfulness of God. If you go back and you start recounting all the horrible things that your ex has done, or how your kids never listen, or how your boss was an idiot to you, you will repeat the same patterns. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Things will only get worse the more you dwell on them, especially if you dwell on negative things. But if you begin to practice looking back, but seeing the faithfulness of God, finding the silver lining, you will then begin to speak that same blessing into your future. You know, it's like people say, garbage in, garbage out. If you are always looking at the past with and thinking of it in a negative way, or maybe you're ignoring it. You know, that's what most people do, right? They hide their head in the sand and they're like, I don't want to even think about what happened to me last year. Well, I understand that, and that can work. But better than hiding is going back, going through the different things that you went through and writing them down maybe, and looking for the silver lining, looking for the blessing within that. So for example, about 3 years ago, I had this quote friend just go off on me on all these things that I was doing that he hated, and how he wasn't supportive of me, and how I wasn't what he expected me to be, and all of these horrible things. And some of it even dealt with my online content. And in the moment, I just went against all these lies from the enemy, and I just told him, you know what, I think you're just out to lunch. You don't understand what God is doing, and blah, blah. And that was the right thing to do. Now, when I look back at that time, I can look back at it and say, oh, that was terrible. And oh, no, this person now is going to do the same thing that that person did. Or I can look back and say, look how God taught me how to protect myself. Look how God taught me how to be better, just more aware of evil. Look how God taught me how to not be so naive and innocent and believe that everyone is good. Yes, you want to believe that everyone is good, of course. But when bad things happen and negative people come your way, it teaches you how to keep your left up, how to keep that jab going, how to not give in, or how to not just be so ignorant or so, quote, loving. How to, you know, yes, of course you want to always keep that loving kindness and personality, but pain and negative people teach you how to be tough skin and how to be more alert. The Bible says, be on guard, because your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a lion, seeking whom to devour. What are those first two words in that verse? Be alert. And so that's what that taught me. So when you look back at your last year, maybe, yeah, there was this horrible person in your life, but maybe the lesson simply is, be alert. Don't let it happen to you again. You do it to me once, that's on me. That's on you. You do it to me twice, that's on me. You do it to me more than that, that's foolishness. Learn from your mistakes and move on. Number two, I think it's very important, talking about how to move into the future by telling your truth and rallying people around you. So you want to first count your blessings. But number two is, as I said, you want to then, number two, is heal, or let me put it this way, forgive the past. Forgive the past. First, you want to count your blessings and say, thank you, Lord. But second is, you want to forgive the past. You know that hate really only hurts you the most. If you have that person that doesn't love you, that wasn't there for you when you needed them most, and you're hanging on to that pain, it only hurts you the most. There are many parents now, I'm a parent obviously of young adults, but there are parents who have kids now in their 40s and maybe even 50s. And I hear them a lot of times talk about how their kids just are a mess, and how they're complaining, and how they don't want to do things on their own, and always complaining about this and that and all that stuff. And instead of forgiving their kids, they're constantly complaining about their kids. Forgive them. Forgive them so that you can let go of all that stuff. Even if they're doing it to you, even if they're doing the same thing over and over again, forgive them. Because forgiveness will give you the freedom to maybe change how you approach them, or to maybe stop helping them, or to just give a little bit of tough love. Maybe you have a relationship, and you have that ex that's still in your life because of the kids. And you're like, man, I just hate that person. They're going to do the same thing to me over and over again. And it's just this big drama, right? This big novella. Well, instead of you dwelling on all the horrible things, forgive them. Because remember that when you forgive others, it heals you. It doesn't change them. It doesn't make them love you or change or become your prince in shining armor. Forgiveness doesn't do squat for them. Forgiveness does everything in you. It heals you. It releases you of that stress. It releases you of that fear that it'll happen again. It releases you from all that negativity. The more negativity that you're putting out there, the more negativity that you're attracting towards yourself. So number one, count your blessings. But number two is, forgive the past. Number three is, rally people towards love. Just putting this in the chat here. Rally people towards love. So let's say you've been through a breakup and you're counting your blessings. You thank God that that person is no longer in your life, as painful as it was. You're seeing how God maybe led you to the right person. You're forgiving that breakup that happened. You're letting it go. Now what? Well, before you go and just go on to the next relationship, rally people around love. What does that mean? It means talk to people and say, hey, you know, I want to do things differently this time. Would you help me? It means that you go and look for a therapist or for a spiritual mentor like myself or others. And you say, you know what? Here's what I've been through the last couple of years. Would you just walk with me over the next few months just so that I don't make the same mistake again? The worst thing that we can do is to go through a major breakup or a major event and make the same mistakes over and over again. And the number one reason why people do that is because they walk alone. They don't have anyone around them except the same characters, the same people in their lives. And guess what? They're going to give you the same advice tell you the same thing, nag you in the same way, or just be a complainer. People that complain are people that want to tell you what to do. What if instead you go and you find someone who can walk with you through this next season as you go into the future? You look for people to pray for you. You ask others for their input. You are open to people saying, you know, yeah, you went through a lot of stuff, but maybe here are some tips that I want to give you in love so that you don't make the same mistake again. A few months ago, I had a young couple that was looking into marriage and settling down, and she's a good friend of our family. And so she came over a couple times just by herself and said, hey, what do you think? The best moment, I think, for them was when she brought her boyfriend and her future husband to our home to talk to my wife and I about their relationship and to seek advice. I don't know what's going to happen. I think they're on the right track. But you know what was so impressive is that they sought advice. They didn't want to just keep going into the same thing over and over again, because both of them have been through tough relationships. Both of them have made mistakes. Both of them have been hurt. But I thought it was so awesome that they sought advice, whether it's from me or from parents, it doesn't really matter, but especially from someone outside of your normal circle of friends. So when you're going into a new situation, let's say here in the fall, you're going into a new school, you're going into a new job, you're going into maybe the same old thing, but you're trying to change your life around and turn your life around, three tips I want to give you. Number one is count your blessings. Thank God for all the great things that have happened in your life so far. That'll give you the strength to carry on. Number two is forgive the past. All those people that have hurt you, all those people that have been mean to you, all those people that have said horrible things to you, forgive them. The quicker that you forgive them, the faster you will reach your destiny. And then number three is make sure that you rally people around love. Connect with people that will fill you with love, that are supportive of you, that believe in you, that love who you are, that want the best for you. Ask them for input. Have them pray for you. Have them put their hands and pray and dedicate you to God. Go to the people that you love and stay away from negative people that don't want to, that don't believe in you. Stay away from those people. And if you do these three things, I believe and declare that you will have a successful fall. That as we go into August, September, and the rest of this year, God will bless you. God will give you the desires of your heart. That is what He wants. And that is my prayer. My prayer for you today is that as you walk into 2018 and into the rest of 2019 and the rest of this year, that you will know that God is with you. He walks next to you. He walks beside you. Speak your truth, count your blessings, forgive the past, and rally people towards love. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.